Welcome to Declutter Me, a podcast about organizing and decluttering your life with your host, Shalina. Hey there.
Hi, Shrek.
So we're going to be talking about the 1990s today.
Yeah, we're going to talk about books.
Also the physical, like paper books we're talking about today.
Yeah, so there was a big book sale here recently. And actually, there was two book sales in two Emirates, in Sharjah and Dubai, at the same time for some bizarre reason. And a lot of clients went out and bought lots of books.
I remember seeing like Instagram stories of people like literally pushing shopping cart full of books all over the place. Yeah, it was like this big warehouse or something.
It's right? Huge. It was a studio. It was actual studio, and they put it into this massive studio. I've recently gone from being a big Kindle reader to going back to the physical books. I had a background in working for a book club company and working in publishing for a few years. I've grown up with books a lot and read a lot of books, and I miss the feeling of having books in my hands. So I went to the sale and I did buy a few books too. And I actually think that two of the books I shouldn't have bought because, you know, they're coffee table books. And I'm like, what am I going to do with these coffee table books except have them look pretty in my house?
No, I mean, it's funny that you say that because I didn't go to that book sale because I do a lot of my reading now. It's either an ebook or actually I just read a lot of stuff online. There are books that I've picked up like a year ago, 2 years ago, and I haven't gotten out to reading them. And so it was primarily going like, well, I'll go there, I'll see a good sale, I'll pick up more books. And I'm like, yeah, I have to find a place to put them. But B, I'm like, I don't know when I'll get to them. And so I didn't go.
I had a lot of clients buy huge amount of books, especially for their children. And they bought so many books. And I remember one said to me, oh, I've bought all these books, like four trolleys worth of books, mostly for the kids. There were a lot of coffee table books as well. And she said, I'm going to give one book a week to the kids. But the thing is, there's so many books, which we organized into a nice storage unit and it's labeled so she can pick out the book once a week. There's so many books that the kids are going to grow old before they finish reading all these books. And then she's not getting rid of books as well. I thought, this is a good time to be talking about books and what to do with books. And I recently, because I was going to the sale, what I did a few days before was followed my mantra by one, get rid of two. But I decided, let me go through all the books that I have in my bookshelves and get rid of a lot of them. So I did that. I got rid of books that I'm never going to read again. I was just keeping them for nostalgic reasons. But actually, I wasn't going to read them again. Once was enough or twice. What I did first was took a picture of all the books, and I sent them pictures on my social media and to friends, and I said, does anyone want any of these books? And a few friends piped up straight away and said, I want this, you know. So lots of them, about half of them went to friends. You know, they either came and picked it up or we organized for it to be dropped off to them. So that was great. So at least I know they're going to good people and that they're going to be read again and they're going to enjoy it. And then the rest of it, I went to give to for donation. So there's lots of places where they take books for donation. And I get a list of places or people send me messages saying we're collecting for this charity or for this event or for a animal sale. You know, they sell the books to get the proceeds to use for neutering animals. So there's, you know, I get this information all the time. So I did that. So yeah, if you have a lot of books on your shelves, do what I did, you know, spend, and it didn't take very long for me to go through my books. Obviously I don't have that many. I spent about 10 to 20 minutes and I went through each row of books and just took out ones that I'm never going to read, I didn't like, just taking up room, you know, especially those big, I have big, massive TV books. Like one was about The Wire and I was like, I watched the series, I loved it. I don't need to read the book, I could just watch a TV series again. It was not one of my finest. I think I got that book for free, but still, I was like, why do I have this? So think about, you know, do you need them? And with reference books, you know, I had a lot of law books and obviously I don't do law anymore. And these books are obsolete as well because the law has changed in the many years that I've been doing law. So I don't need them. If you have children, look at the children's books. There are certain ones that you're going to keep because they're special, like, you know, the Beatrix Potter or the Mr. Men. Those are lovely, especially if you get them in box sets. And also keep the sentimental books. So there's the books that your favorite books of all time. Like my book, my favorite book of all time is A Suitable Boy. And I've got a special box set of it, which means a huge amount to me. And that's never going to go anywhere except with me wherever I live.
Or even a signed edition of something, perhaps. Maybe if, you know, you've it's so much, like, it means so much to you because you went, you found the author, you got him to sign it or her to sign it or something like that, and those, then they have a different value as well.
Well, funnily enough, I had that. I had one author, and he at the Emirates Lit Fest, and I was going through the books, and he had signed three different books for me, which is very, you know, unusual to get. I think we'd ended up chatting away and I just had the books and he just kept on signing while he was talking to me. But I didn't want the books anymore. And I thought, what should I do? And then I went, I will give it to friends. I don't mind that it's signed. He signed so many books around the world that I'm sure my book with his signature is not going to be that valuable.
Yeah, no, I meant more like if it has personal value to you, of course. That's what should matter. Not as a collector's item necessarily, but if it matters to you, then you keep it. If it doesn't, then that's...
Well, yeah, because I got one from Prue Leith and I love her and I've always been admired her and she signed the book and we had a beautiful conversation as well at the Emirates Lit Fest. I'm not going to get rid of that because that means a lot. And I talked to you, you know, before about I gave away the books to charity, but there are different ways to do it. So not only pass it to friends, in various countries you can sell them on eBay or Amazon.
But there were like bookstores that would take them back as well, like they would buy them off of you, and if it's used, that's fine. Like they're like sort of recirculated.
There's also a lady I know who's creating a library in India. And she said, you know, if you have any books, especially children's books, send them to me. So I just go to her place and drop them off. And she'll then ship them to India. I mean, there's a scheme in the UK, which is brilliant. And I'm sure they have it in various other countries where there's an app and you can scan the books, send it to the company. They send you a box or a packet, a jiffy bag, and you send the books to them and then they sell it and then you get proceeds from that. So that's quite a simple way to do it. Or you can do it yourself from Amazon as well. And then there's lots of these mobile libraries popping up everywhere. We saw it on the beach the other day. So I think people are dropping off books there and then taking a book for themselves. So there's like a book swap. And we've seen it in telephone booths. You know, people do that on the old red telephone booths in the UK.
They used to have cafes here like that used to do that too at some point, yeah.
So there's different ways of doing it. So just find out and find out if somebody wants the books. We have a Facebook group with Declutter Me called Free Me, and you can post the books there and say, does anybody want these books? Especially for children's books. And mothers always say, yes, I want those books, you know. So you can do it that way.
As much as I know that the stuff applies to most people, and there's always scope to like declutter, right? Like some of the books you bought and didn't get around to it, or books that don't really mean much to you now or something like that. But I do know a lot of people that are essentially collectors of books. Yeah. That's just what they like to do, and they like to pick up books all the time. Sometimes they pick up books they've read before but just don't have a copy of it, and they go out and get it so that they add to their library, so to speak, right? You know, how do you maintain that kind of library as well?
So there's different ways. So the main way, of course, is with bookcases. So, you know, there's the famous Billy bookcase from IKEA that's sold, I think every 2 seconds a Billy bookcase sold around the world or something. So nearly everybody's had one at one point or another. They're brilliant. IKEA has brilliant different kinds of bookshelves, and you can, you know, put them all in there. And it does create a beautiful library effect. And you can do it by colour, you can do it by genre, so you can have fiction and non-fiction. You can break the look of it by putting in ornaments. So I have various, you know, trinkets and ornaments from my travels or presents that I've had from people, and picture frames that I put in between the books. So it's not just book. And then another way is to do shelves. So there's different kinds of shelving units that you can get. You know, you can get those square shelves that you can put up. And so that's another way of displaying it. And you can move the shelves around and make it look random so it looks visually appealing on your walls as well. Or you could put it behind things, like you can put them behind your sofa, or there's just various you know, ways to do that. People put them in drawers, so that's another way. Coffee tables, obviously, especially if you've got coffee table books. And there's those kind of frames that are open now, like bookshelf frames. People put books there and it looks like something from Pinterest. That's another way to do it. For older books and precious books that you have, you know, those first editions, those Charles Dickens type of old books, keep them safe. So keep them in a glass cabinet away from the sun. And, you know, you don't want to devalue them. Of course, if you do touch them, you use gloves, special gloves that you can get for them. And always keep the books in the correct room as well. So not too much light, you know, not a dusty place. You know, main books usually go into your living room. Have a few in your bedroom because you read them before you go to bed. children's books in their playroom or in their bedroom, recipe books in the kitchen. I see a lot of recipe books in random places, and I always wonder, why is it not in your kitchen?
Because there's always like something that could potentially damage books, either close enough by it. Like my mom wouldn't do that. She'd keep, so all her books are in her bedroom, and she'll only pull out the books when she needs it, come out, use it. Like but it's more of a preservation thing than anything else. Yeah.
But yeah, if you have the room, you could put them in there. So that's about the organizing bit. And another thing I have to talk about as well is people get books as presents, which is great, you know, except, you know, I think buying books is a personal thing. A lot of the time, like, we all have our own taste. It's like music. We have our taste. What I find is that, and especially in this region, when we're decluttering books, people like writing notes or messages in the book as part of the present, which then makes it very, very difficult to donate those books because it's got a very personal message inside it. If you want to do something like that, put it on a piece of card or writing paper so that they can then donate that book later if they don't like the book or if they don't have any sentimental connection to it afterwards. Because it is an issue then. You know, I have to then sometimes tear out the front page, and it's a bigger issue if they've written on the cover.
I mean, I would include the caveat here, of course, that if you absolutely know that the person you're gifting really wants that book, and it's a, you know, that, then go ahead, of course, because you know they'll keep it. But if you're just gifting, if your idea is to gift the book, I agree with you. Put it on a sticky card or something and then put it on there so that they get to keep the message even if they decide to donate the book down the road.
Exactly. And they don't feel then obligated to keep this book because that adds to the clutter. So these are my tips about what to deal with books, and hopefully that will help people to declutter and organize their books.
Excellent. Well, as always, you can find out more information about the show and show notes, all our previous episodes, by visiting decluttermeme.com/podcast. And you can always contact Shalina by reaching out to declutterme.com/contact or looking for Declutterme on various social media handles.
And they can always send me a private message if they need help or advice on decluttering and organizing, especially their books.
Well, we'll see you next week. Bye.